here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up iDiscernia. Discernia 0 for 2. Cheated on a fantastic catch out there in right center field. Ball was driven all the way to the wall, and Hector Rodriguez made a really nice running over the shoulder catch. First pitch outside. Harmon now building up some pitches. One-oh count, looking in for the sign. Runners leading off of their bases. That ball off speed, 84 miles an hour. Had iDiscernia way out in front, swinging strike one. Looking in, iDiscernia swinging the bat. That ball finishes low outside, 2-1 now on iDiscernia. Again, just one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Runners on first and second. First baseman Pino not holding the runner on at first base. Shortstop cheating. Throw in and does not get him. Diving back into the base is Rotondo. Very alert there. That was a nice quick move there by the shortstop Acosta to get in behind him and take the pickoff throw. And the pitch comes in now from Harmon. That ball driven to the left side. Bounces at the wall. Rotondo coming around to score, followed closely, but being stopped by the coach at third base is Bolivar. So we'll have runners on second and third. We've got a tie ball game there, as that is an RBI double for iDiscernia. Second and third now, still one out. That's the seventh hit of the ball game now for Palm Beach. Their fourth hit of the inning. And Mr. Harmon is being visited by the manager. Comes Julio Murillo out to have a little conversation. Actually, sorry, that's wrong. That's Willie Blair, the pitching coach, coming out to have a conversation at the mound. Got a clock behind him, keeping track. And out comes home plate umpire Nobu Yasada to say, hey guys, let's get this game back going. Harmon had it all going, was calm, cool, and collected. Got started with this inning and really has not looked comfortable all inning. So again, we have second and third, one out. Lizardo Espinoza, shortstop, infield playing in. First pitch in from Harmon, off speed. He's had that breaking ball a lot tonight, 83 miles an hour. Kind of froze Espinoza at the plate for strike one. Infield in, runners getting nice leads off the bases at second and third. Swinging strike on another really nice breaking ball. So whatever Willie Blair said to Harmon, it seems to have worked. He's thrown two beautiful breaking balls for an 0-2 count now on Espinoza. Yeager wants a chance at the plate here. That ball skied in the infield. Jorge makes the call just behind the mound, makes the catch on an easy pop-up with the infield fly roll in place. Runners remain at second and third now with two out. Yeager coming to the plate. Yeager is fifth in the league currently with 29 RBIs, so this is a good spot for him with two runners in scoring position. Harmon from the stretch and the pitch. Grounded hard to the shortstop. Hit it hard, but just right at Victor Acosta, makes the easy throw over to first base. Yasiel Pino makes the catch, and we go now to the top of the fifth with the score tied at 4-4. Three runs, four hits, no errors in the inning to tie this score, and we've got a new ball game here as we go to the fifth. Got a new pitcher in the ballgame for Palm Beach, replacing Hunter Hayes, who's been given a reprieve. Will not lose today's game as Palm Beach tied the score in the bottom of the fourth inning. New pitcher is number 39, Tanner Jacobson, 6'1", 190, 23-year-old. He was the 10th pick in the 2022 draft for the Cardinals, making his 12th appearance of the year. He's had a rough go, 6.32 ERA in 15 and two-thirds innings pitch. Does have a strikeout pitch, 24 strikeouts in those 15 and two-thirds innings. Downside is he's walked 11 in those 15 innings. He will be facing Sal Stewart as we start the bottom of the fifth, and his first pitch finishes inside for a ball one. Next pitch, big breaking ball coming from Jacobson. Froze Stewart at the plate, evens the count at 1-1. That ball, 93 miles an hour. Big kind of ranging windup there from Jacobson. A lot of legs and arms flailing around. Infield playing him to pull, right-handed batter. Next pitch finished outside, 3-1 count here. Jacobson needs to find the plate. That ball fouled off to the right side. That'll leave the stadium over the stands. Hopefully my car is not parked out there. Didn't hear a crash. Full count now. Jacobson looking in. Stewart takes ball four, and he'll be on base to lead off. That's the fourth inning in a row we've had the leadoff batter get on for the Daytona Tortugas. Coming up is Cam Collier. Again, a first-round pick last year for the Cincinnati Reds, starting his career out here in Daytona. And he faces a first pitch, big spinning breaking ball. I think they're calling them sweepers these days, 79 miles an hour. Getting a decent lead there as Stewart. He's being held on by Yeager at first base. Infield virtually straight away. That ball driven into left field. Nice jumping catch out there in left field. Idesernia made a nice play to get that ball. And we have our first out of the inning. I'm going to put a circle around that. That's the way I score. If there's been a nice play, you get a circle. Coming to the plate is Cade Hunter. Hunter just 1-for-1 officially. He's been on base twice, had a walk in the second, and singled and scored in the fourth inning. He's got a runner on first base with one out. Stewart again getting kind of a little walking lead off of first base there. Doesn't look like Jacobson's paying a lot of attention to him. Big guy, left-hander, is the batter. Takes that next pitch just outside. That'll be ball two. Center fielder Rotondo just shaded a little bit to the left side for the left-hand hitter. I guess expecting a little bit of opposite field power. All right, count now, 3-1. Jacobson looking in for the sign, sets high at the letters. From the stretch, he's got a running start from first base. Ground ball weakly hit to second, but he'll advance to second. First out of the second out. Yeah, first out. Yeah, Ray, get yourself straight here. Second out of the inning, that ground ball, 4-3 if you're scoring, but advancing as he was running on the pitch is Stewart. He's at second base now with two outs, but a runner in scoring position for Victor Acosta. Acosta, 2-for-2, does have an RBI. Drove in the first run of the ball game back in the second inning for Daytona. Short lead out there now at second base, and a big, winding, sweeping curveball from Jacobson for the first strike 0-1 count here on Acosta. Acosta, the 16th ranked prospect in the Cincinnati Reds system. That ball way outside by Jacobson. Evens the count at 1-1. Acosta's gotten off to a fairly slow start, though, hitting just .226 coming into the game, but he does have the two hits tonight. That ball, call strike, another big sweeper. He likes that pitch. Jacobson featuring that sweeping curveball, especially to the left-handers. Acosta coming from the left side. Yeager playing just on the line at first base, looking for the pull. Jacobson looks in, makes the pitch, that ball skied to the left side. That'll go out of play into the stands on the left side beyond Daytona's dugout. Acosta played 5 games against Lakeland in the last series, 2-for-13, so not really killing it at this point. He's got the count even now, though, at 2-2. Jacobson looking in. As I said, pretty short lead there out at second base by Stewart. Shortstop pinching a little bit, trying to keep him a little bit close, is Espinoza. The next pitch finishes outside. Jacobson with a full count now. 2 outs here in the top of the 5th. Score is tied still, 4-4. And Jacobson looks in. And the pitch. And that ball's driven to the right side. That ball's going to go all the way to the wall. That'll bring around Stewart for the short-lived lead. And Acosta flying around the bases is going to have an easy stand-up triple. As one bin showed, not showing a lot of arm out there in right field. Took a little while catching up to that ball. And Acosta was flying around the bases to third base. So an RBI triple, second RBI of the game there for Acosta. And that makes the score 5-4. Daytona takes the lead back here with 2 outs, top of the 5th inning. It'll bring up Yerlin Confidan. He is 0-for-1. He did have a walk, came around and scored in the 4th inning. First pitch, ground ball right up the middle and fielded by Jacobson, pitcher, makes the run over and an easy underhanded toss to first baseman Yeager to end the top of the 5th. We will go to the bottom of the 5th here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the score 5 for Daytona, 4 for your home Palm Beach Cardinals. My name's Ray Schmierer here doing your play-by-play and your color. So I hope you're enjoying. Have a good night.
Now pitching for Daytona, number 32, Kevin Abel.
We'll come back. We do have a new pitcher in the ballgame here for Daytona. Kevin Abel, 24-year-old, right-hander, 6'1", 195. Kevin was the 7th round draft pick for the Cincinnati Reds in the 2021 draft out of Oregon State. He's making his 7th appearance of the year. He does have 3 starts. But 0-1 record, 6.61 ERA in 16 and a third innings. Another guy with the big strikeout pitch, 31 strikeouts in those 16 and a third innings. He'll be facing in the bottom of the 5th, Leonardo Bernal is the leadoff batter, DH. Bernal, 1-for-2, had an RBI double in the first inning. And quickly getting ahead, 0-2 on a swinging strike there by Bernal. Ball inside, gets away from the catcher, no harm done. Just a ball, 1-2 count now on Bernal. Center fielder Rodriguez has played shallow for every batter. He's shown the ability to go back strong on the ball. No harm done. That ball grounded hard just right of the first base bag, and that will go for a foul ball. Count remains 1-2 on Bernal. And again, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Daytona. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Palm Beach. That ball dribbled in front of the plate and kicked foul by Bernal. And again, count will stay 1-2. Again, getting back to Rodriguez, made that spectacular catch out there in right center field early in the game against Idesernia. Plays very shallow. That ball looked like a palm ball almost coming out of his hand. 80 miles an hour. Bernal able to fight it off. Another ground ball behind the plate. Ball boy getting a workout there for the Cardinals. And the pitch. Another palm ball way out in front was Bernal. Couldn't get a piece of that one. And that'll be a swinging strike, first strikeout for Abel. Curiali coming up. Singled and scored in the fourth, 1-for-2. Struck out looking in the first inning. Again, one of the league's best hitters, hitting over 300. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball coming straight over the top is Abel. It's a little deceiving. You don't see that a lot, especially at this level in the minor leagues. Straight over the top. Grounder to third base. Fielded cleanly and thrown to first. Collier made a nice pickup. Made a nice throw over to Pino. And quickly, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-3 if you're scoring. Juan Bincho will come up to the plate. 0-for-1 officially, did walk in the fourth inning. First pitch, Abel again over the top. 84 miles an hour. I haven't seen a fastball from him, but he's certainly finding the plate, throwing a lot of strikes. Next pitch, just inside. Had Cho kind of jumping off of the plate there. Wasn't that far inside. It must have been deceiving. And the off-speed pitch offered and called a strike. Base umpire Kenny Garcia made the call there. Yosada, the home base umpire, looked over, quickly made the call. No challenge by anybody. No arguments being made. 1-2 count here on the batter. That ball upstairs, the first fastball, 92 miles an hour by Abel. Juan Bincho currently hitting 266. He does have a couple of home runs. That ball fouled off. Looked like it hit him in the knee. And he is not happy about that as he walks around behind the plate, up the first baseline a little bit, try to walk it off. Home base umpire Yasuda kind of brushing off the plate, having a little chat with the catcher, giving him a couple of seconds to gather himself before Cho walks back into the batter's box. Abel ready, though, quickly. And that ball, 83 miles. It looks like it's like a palm ball or something like that. It's an interesting-looking pitch coming out of the pitcher's hand. Count now full, 3-2. And that ball comes in upstairs. That'll be a walk. First walk of the game for Abel. And that'll give the Cardinals a base runner with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. And Chris Rotondo will come to the plate. Chris is 2-for-2, scored a run in the fourth inning in the 3-run rally that tied the score at the time. Daytona has since moved ahead in the top of the fifth. But we do have a runner now, at least on first base. Cho, I don't know how much he'll be running after he just kind of knocked the ball into his leg. First pitch swinging, though, and skying the ball into the outfield. And Rodriguez basically came all the way over from center field to make that play in more left of left center field. But that is the third out of the inning. That's a pop-up to the center fielder if you're scoring. And that will end the inning. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning here. 5-4 Daytona leading Palm Beach here. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Ray Schmier at the mic here. Come back for the top of the sixth inning. Tanner Jacobson coming out for his second inning of work. Logan Tanner will be the leadoff batter for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Tanner 0 for 1 with a walk. Takes that first pitch for a strike. Again, big breaking ball by Jacobson. Another big breaking ball. Tanner waving wildly at it. No chance on that. 0-2 quickly to the catcher. Next pitch. Another big breaking ball way outside. Tanner able to kind of hold his swing. Count runs now 1-2. Got no activity in the bullpens here, so this looks to be Jacobson's inning here. That ball inside, a fastball. Kind of brushing Tanner off of the plate. Kind of a pleasure to see the fielders playing straight away. No more shifts in this league. No more shifts in the major league. Big sweeping breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Ball popped out of the catcher's glove. But Linares able to pick it up quickly. Oh, the ump called it a foul ball. Boy, did not look like it. Certainly the catcher, Linares, didn't think so. But we stay 1-2. And that ball is skied behind my head here. Directly behind home plate, over the stadium wall, because no clunk was heard over my head here in the booth. And that pitch, swinging, that's a foul ball. Again, a little nubber. No! Umpire calls that one a strike, and Tanner doesn't even care that the ball bounced away. He's walking back to the dugout. Strikeout there for Jacobson. Yasiel Pino comes up. He had an RBI double, actually scored in the third inning. That ball skied to the right side. That's going to go over R.J. Yeager's head and fall into right field. Picked up quickly by Wonbin Cho. Kind of runs it into the infield. And that'll be a clean single there for Pino. His second hit of the game, now 2-for-3 in the ball game. Hector Rodriguez will come to the plate. He had a 2-RBI single in the fourth inning. Otherwise, just 1-for-3 on the ball game. Again, made that spectacular catch out there in center field against Idesernia in his bid for an extra base hit. First pitch from Jacobson misses upstairs, 1-0. Pino really was a good base runner there, kind of scored on a hard ground ball to first base, taken off as soon as the pitch was thrown, basically, and was able to score on a hard ground ball, fielder's choice for an out. Important run as it stands in the ballgame with just a one-run lead here for Daytona. We're even here, 1-1 count on Rodriguez. Big sweeping breaking ball by Jacobson misses far outside. 2-1 now on Rodriguez. Again, Rodriguez currently hitting .303, 7 homers, 20 ribbies, now 22 RBIs. Got 4 triples. Also has 542 slugging percentage. That's very high for this level of baseball here. 2-2 count. And the pitch from Jacobson, a fastball driven strong to center field. Going out is Rotondo. He'll settle under that ball in left center field, make the play. No advance on that as the runner goes back to first base for the second out of the inning. Rodriguez now 1-for-4 in the ball game. Carlos George coming up. Carlos Jorge, I'm hearing the stadium announcer say, so we'll go with that from now on. Jorge, another fine hitter, .331 coming into the ball game, second in the league. And the breaking ball by Jacobson, 75 mile an hour, big sweeping curve. Freezes Jorge at the plate, 0-1 count now. Leading off for first is still Pino, diving back in after the throw to first base by the pitcher. He's safe. 0-1 count here. Jorge with the bat hanging below his shoulder from the left side. He raises it as the pitcher gets ready and driven hard, pulled foul by Jorge. Quick bat there. Got out ahead of a fastball, wanted a fastball, got a fastball, but was a little too anxious on that. But that ball crashing into the stands just behind the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. Bullpen. Count remains 0-2. That ball in the dirt. Nice stop there by Linares, catcher. Did not allow the base runner to advance. So we have a 1-2 count here with the runner on first and two out here. Top of the sixth. 5-4 lead for Daytona over Palm Beach. 8 hits now for Daytona. Another throw over, so that's 2 throws over now by Jacobson against Linares. If he throws again and he doesn't get him, the batter will get second base. That ball, breaking ball, swinging strike in the dirt, picked up cleanly by Linares and tags the batter. And that is a strikeout to end the inning. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Jacobson. And we will go to the bottom of the sixth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Score remaining 5-4, Daytona over Palm Beach. We're back here at the Dean. Daytona leading 5-4. Coming to the plate is the catcher Carlos Linares. 0 for 1 officially, did have a sacrifice fly, RBI sac fly in the fourth. First pitch swinging, ball fouled directly behind the screen, behind home plate. 0-1 count now on Linares. Kevin Abel coming out for his second inning of work. Pitched a scoreless fifth inning for Daytona. Again, has that over-the-top delivery, off speed, 82 miles an hour. Froze Linares, 0-2 count on Linares. And the pitch. Another off-speed pitch, swinging, strike three for Linares. That's second strikeout for Abel. And that will bring to the plate second baseman Javier Bolivar. Bolivar with a single, 1 for 2, single in the fourth inning. He was stranded at third base, but was right in the middle of the big rally, the three-run rally in the fourth that, at the times, tied the score for Palm Beach. First pitch, off speed, 82 miles an hour, strike one. That ball, the fastball, misses just upstairs, evens the count at 1-1. Another fastball over the top, 92 miles an hour. That's a strike, 1-2 count here on Bolivar. He's shown some good glove, good range at second base, nice player. But misses, waves now on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball by Abel. Abel showing a little bit more variety here in his second inning of work, featuring the fastball a little bit more often now. Two straight strikeouts, that'll bring to the plate leadoff hitter Alex Idesurnia. He had a double, drove in a couple of runs in the fourth inning in that rally. Grounds weakly, though, on the first pitch. Nice play coming in on the ball is Carlos Jorge. And we have a very quick bottom of the sixth inning. Score remains 5-4. Now through six innings here. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Ray Schmira on the mic for you. We'll come back here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, score 5-4 as we head to the top of the seventh inning here. Just a quick review, your starter was Hunter Hayes for Palm Beach. He went four innings, two strikeouts, three walks, six hits, four runs. Those four runs were earned. Also started for Daytona was Jonathan Harmon. He too went four innings, three strikeouts, a walk, six hits, four runs, three of them were earned. And Tanner Jacobson coming out for his third inning of work. And he is facing Sal Stewart, the leadoff batter in this inning. Sal, the DH in the game. 0 for 2 with a walk. Came around and scored on that walk in the fifth inning. He was the go-ahead run at this point. Breaking ball. One bouncer to the shortstop for nice play there. By Lizardo, Espinoza picked the ball up cleanly. Nice throw over to Yeager to get the first out of the inning. 6-3 if you're scoring. That'll bring up third baseman Cam Collier. Collier 1 for 3, out on a really nice play out there in left field in the fifth inning. Singled and scored in the second innings. First pitch, Cole, strike one to Collier. Jacobson thrown a lot of strikes. Next pitch, fouled off. Tanner has thrown 44 pitches, 27 strikes. Filling the strike zone here. 0-2 on Collier. One out here in the top of the seventh. Game moving along. We're about an hour and a half in at this point. Jacobson again, that sweeping curveball, misses just outside. Was hoping for the call there. Kind of walked towards the plate, gave the umpire a look, and then realized, wait a minute, he didn't call it. It's the automatic strike system. That ball, that sweeper again, though, that got him swinging. And he got his strikeout after all on that. His third strikeout there for Jacobson. And coming to the plate is Cade Hunter. Hunter, 1-for-2 with a walk. He's been on base twice. He's scored once. And the pitch from Jacobson. Another sweeper, but that one missed low. Oh, 1-0 count now on Hunter. Nice, beautiful puffy clouds out here. Actually, the flag is dead right now in right field, so no breeze blowing at the moment, but pretty comfortable temperatures. Little bit of cloud covering, a late evening sun. No lights on here, though, at the Dean. And Linares coming out to have a little conversation with Jacobson. Not sure if he was crossed up on that last pitch or what. This will, of course, count as a mound visit. But he's already headed back to the plate. Slowly, I might say. Kind of a slow walk. Getting back into the batter's box is Hunter. He had stepped out there while the conversation was taking place on the mound. And the pitch inside from Jacobson. Runs 3-0 now on the batter. Jacobson with a walk already. This would be another. That gets in, though. That pitch finds the plate. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Just kind of poured over the middle. 3-1 now on Hunter. And he will take a walk. That ball finished low outside. Have a base runner here with two outs. Top of the seventh inning. That'll bring Victor Acosta to the plate. He has been a thorn in the Cardinals' side. 3-for-3. Two RBIs. Shown blazing speed. And we're going to get a little visit here to the mound by pitching coach Giovanni Carrara. Whole infield gathering here. We got a party on the mound. Clock is running, though. Boy, he couldn't have walked slower to the mound. I guess he wants to let the bullpen kind of get going. Tough to see the numbers here in the bullpen at the Dean, especially as there's no bright sun or so to kind of give you numbers out there. But there is a right-hander throwing in the bullpen. They've had their conversation. Carrara walking again very slowly back to the dugout. Coming to the plate, number 5, again Acosta, 3-for-3. Two outs here, runner on first base. Top of the seventh inning, 5-4. Daytona's held that lead now for a couple of innings. And the pitch, dribbler bunted down the third baseline, just goes foul. Jacobson comes all the way from the mound to pick it up before it might bounce back into fair territory. And Acosta trying to take advantage of that speed, get on base with a bunt hit here. Instead, we've got a first strike, 0-1 on Acosta. He's back to the plate now, picks up his bat. Hunter takes his lead off of first base. He's being held on by first baseman Yeager. His pitcher set at the waist, and the pitch is just outside. That'll even the count at 1-1, 91 miles an hour coming in from Jacobson on the fastball. Center fielder Rotondo, very, very shallow out there in center field. The other outfield is not quite as shallow. This one upstairs, 2-1 count now, another 90 mile an hour fastball from Jacobson. Infield straight away, other than Yeager at first base holding the runner on. And the pitch. That ball misses two outside. Coming with fastballs to this batter. 90 miles an hour, but he's gone 3-1 now. Don't want to put another runner in scoring position at this point. On deck circle is Yerlin Confidon looking for that chance, and that ball way outside. Just didn't seem like Jacobson had control of the fastball. So following the mound visit by the pitching coach, four straight fastballs, none of which were close to the plate. Runners now at first and second. That'll be the second walk for Jacobson. Hunter goes to second on that, and that looks like that's going to be it for Tanner Jacobson, as manager Gary Kendall takes the slow walk to the plate, to the mound. And again, everybody gathers on the mound. What do they really talk about? Don't you want to know? All right, in comes the pitcher. I'll try to get you his number and some information about him. Don't see anything yet. Very, very slow walk. Boy, Kendall taking a very, very slow walk. Looks like number 38. It'll be Edwin Nunez, the pitcher. And Edwin is 6'3", 185, 21-year-old right-hander out of Nagua, the Dominican Republic. He's making his 13th appearance of the year. He has been dominant. He's 1-2, but he's got three saves, an 0.96 ERA, 27 strikeouts in 18 and two-thirds innings. He has just eight walks, too, in those 18 and two-thirds, so just a 1.38 average the league is batting against him. And rare for one of these single-A pitchers, an 0.91 whip, less than a runner per inning on base against him. So he'll be looking to kind of squelch this mini-rally here with two outs. The single by Hunter and the walk to Acosta. And coming to the plate is Yerlin Confidant, the right fielder. He's 0-2 with a walk. Came around and scored on that walk in the fourth inning. Linares out there kind of directing traffic. Who's going to play where, as catchers should be doing. And we get ready for the first pitch to Confidant. Interesting, Nunez is set. He has the glove covering his face. First pitch swinging, but grounded weakly to the right side. Foul ball. A 1 now on Confidant as he looks to build the lead here for Daytona. Runner in scoring position is Hunter. And that pitch, ground ball to the second baseman. That should end the inning. Bolivar makes the catch. Throws over to Yeager, and two pitches in, Nunez stops the rally. We will go to the stretch, seventh inning stretch, score 5-4. Daytona still hanging on to that one-run lead over your Palm Beach Cardinals here at the Dean. And we'll come back here at the Dean. Kevin Abel coming out for his third inning of work. He's been very good so far. Three strikeouts, just given up one hit in his two innings of work. He'll be facing Lizardo Espinoza, R.J. Yeager, and Leonardo Bernal as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Espinoza 0 for 3, a couple of pop-outs to the second baseman after a strikeout in the first inning. He looks to bunt like he did not offer at that. Boy, I thought I saw him lunge across the plate, but that's called a ball. It did go to check with the base umpire, Kenny Garcia, and he called it safe. Fastball by Abel also misses. 2-0 now on Espinoza. Ball, bat hanging on his shoulder. Pitch comes in. One of those palm ball kind of things, 82 miles an hour, comes in right over the middle of the plate, but froze Espinoza there. So 2-1 count. Next one, another one of those pitches. 83 miles an hour, swinging strike two, evens the count at 2-2. Shallow outfield, swung to the right side, expecting opposite field from this diminutive batter. Espinoza 5'8", just 172 pounds. Curveball, actually got a good piece of that, was early on it, but drove it to the left side into the stands on a line. Count will stay even at 2-2. And the pitch. Fouled. Thankfully there's a screen there, or that ball would have hit me right in the window in front of me. Count remains 2-2. That ball, fastball. Good look at it by Espinoza. Seemed to have it measured. Just missed it. Got under it a little bit. And that off-speed pitch grounded weakly to the left side. That'll go foul. And picked up out there at third base by manager Gary Kendall. Shown a little glove, if you will, even though he was barehanding it. Still 2-2. One of those off-speed pitches able to check his swing is Espinoza, and the count now full 3-2. Thirty-fourth pitch of the game here coming in, and it is finishing upstairs. Abel missing with a fastball. Leadoff hitter on here in the bottom of the seventh for Palm Beach. Espinoza will be on first. And bringing up to the plate, again, one of the league's leaders in RBIs, R.J. Yeager. Earlier this year, I was at a ball game. They had an interview with R.J. He was not drafted out of college, even though he's a fine college player. And he has shown really good discipline, nice average. He's fielded well at first. I think he's got something to prove out there and is really showing very well so far this year for Palm Beach. First pitch from Abel misses high. Comes another. Off speed, but catches the bottom half of the plate and will be called a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Looks like Espinoza is getting a nice big lead out there, even though he's being held on by Pino at first base. Pitch from Abel. Curveball, 84 miles an hour. Freezes Yeager. Yeager now 1-2, down 1-2 in the count. Looking to get his bat on the ball, advance the runner at a minimum, maybe an extra base hit to tie this game up. They picked him off at first base. Strong throw over there by Abel. Gets Espinoza, who was leaning. And now we have, boy, that's a shame. It's going to be 1-3 on the pickoff. Yeager now, nobody on, one out. Fouls the next pitch off. Ball's going to go foul. Running forward is the first baseman, Pino, but it's going to fall harmlessly out there just around the mound in the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen. Well, that hurts. They had a leadoff runner here in the bottom of the seventh. The meat of the lineup coming up with Yeager and Bernal to follow. Curiali after that, and he got picked off. And Abel comes back with another of those palm balls to get Yeager swinging. And that's the second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout for Abel. Two outs now here in the bottom of the seventh. Leonardo Bernal comes to the plate with nobody on and those two out. One for three, Bernal. Had that RBI double in the first inning. Got the scoring going for Palm Beach. They'd like to see something good happen here. And the pitch, straight over the top, inside, strike call. ABS system. That ball, fastball, 91 miles an hour, just misses on the outside corner. Count now 2-1 here to Bernal. And the pitch fouled off of the left side. Might have left the stadium, no clunk heard. Didn't get in the stands, got beyond the stands. Count now 2-2. Waiting for a chance is Curiel, hoping to do some damage if he can. Next pitch finishes in the dirt. Count will go full to Bernal. 3-2 now. Ball boy comes out. Been a lot of foul balls in this ball game. Gives the ump a whole fistful of balls. Abel ready to pitch. And another walk in the inning. Well, and that'll put a runner on base for Curiel. You know, I've talked about Curiel and his place as a hitter in this league. Comes from the right side. First pitch swinging. He's been showing that, though. He likes to swing the bat. 0-1 on Curiel. Yeah, hitting .342 coming into the game. 26 RBIs among the leaders. On base 47% of the time. So happy to take a walk if he has it too. Another snap throw from the catcher trying to pick off Bernal wandering off of first base, but he dives in safely. So even count. 1-1 here on Curiel. Bernal gets a lead off of first base. Remember, we had the pick off on the off the first batter. We had a single to lead off this inning. He was picked off. Now with two outs and a runner on first, Curiel takes that pitch for a strike. 1-2 count now. Curiel is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Did score a run. And swing and a miss. Abel showing a really good strikeout pitch there. That'll be his fifth strikeout as we end the seventh inning. Score remains 5-4. Daytona over your Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll be back at the Dean in just a minute. We'll come back here at the Dean. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Daytona maintaining a slim 5-4 lead. Book is closed now on Tanner Jacobson. Two and two-thirds innings pitch, four strikeouts, one walk, two hits, a run. That run was earned. Edwin Nunez comes out. If you remember, he struck out the batter to close a short rally in the top of the seventh with a strikeout, and he will be facing Logan Tanner, Yasiel Pino, and Hector Rodriguez here in the top of the eighth inning. Tanner 0 for 2 with a walk. Struck out in the sixth. First pitch. Quickly goes down 0-2, swinging strike there on the second pitch of the delivery by Nunez. Steps out, gathers himself, as a lot of batters we're seeing in the major leagues do the same, calls timeout with two strikes. He's back in the box now. And Nunez with the pitch. He offered, called a ball, able to hold, checks a swing. That'll put the count at 1-2 as we get going here in the top of the eighth inning. Still under 2 hours in this ball game as we start this eighth inning. That ball, as they say in Bull Durham, just a bit outside. Actually, it was Major League where that line comes from, but that ball went all the way to the backstop. Catcher Linares not able to even put a glove on the ball there. Nunez ready, comes to the plate, off speed, again in the dirt. So we'll have a full count here. Logan Tanner looking at a full count. And swinging strike on a nasty 90-mile-an-hour slider there from Edwin Nunez. First out of the inning will be that strikeout by Tanner. Coming to the plate, first baseman Yasiel Pino, 2-for-3 so far for Pino. Double and scored in the third. Singled, left on base, stranded in the sixth. First pitch, 81-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, had him swinging. Strike one for Pino. Got some nasty stuff, Nunez. You can see why his ERA is as good as it is. Tough to put the bat on the ball against him. Big changeup there. Again, right over the middle of the plate. 0-2 count now. Kind of a long hold here, letting the clock run down. 2 seconds left as he makes the pitch on the pitch clock. That ball outside in the dirt. Nice stop there by Linares. 1-2 count now on Pino. Getting a little dark here. Cloud cover. Tough to see. Lights beginning to come on here. That boy had him bailing. That sweeping curveball had Yasiel Pino bailing out as he swung. Second strikeout in a row. Actually, third strikeout in a row for Nunez. That'll bring to the plate Hector Rodriguez. Has the average now at 301, having been now 1-for-4 in the ballgame. First pitch ball by Nunez. Stands straight up and down, does Rodriguez, and then bends once the pitch comes. That ball grounded sharply, but just to the right of first base. A foul ball, broke his bat. Throws it into the dugout. Has a bat thrown back out at him from the dugout. And walks to pick it up. 1-1 count. Ooh, in on the hands. Fighting it off was Rodriguez. That ball came in at 98 miles an hour, right in on the hands. Fouled back to the screen, right behind the plate. Ready to pitch is Rodriguez, Nunez. He is fast. Throws the fastball, skied to the left side. That'll go out of play. Foul. The stands behind Daytona's dugout. Cannell stick at 1-2. And the pitch. Grounded weakly behind the plate, fighting to stay alive as Rodriguez. Nasty stuff being shown here by Edwin Nunez. Nunez ready. And the pitch inside, just getting away from it. 100 miles an hour coming in from Nunez on that pitch. You don't see a lot of that here in single A. Just 21 years old, 6'3", 185. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, gets away, but swinging, thrown out. 2-1 if you're scoring on the strikeout. Nunez strikes out the side. Nasty stuff. And we'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score remaining 5-4 here at the Dean in beautiful Jupiter, Florida, as the clouds begin to come in and the lights begin to come on. And we're back here at the Dean as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-4, Daytona still with the lead. Kevin Abel coming out for his fourth inning of work. He's given up just two hits, five strikeouts, and a walk. He's been fairly dominant out there. Got a break when he picked off the runner who led off the last inning with a hit. But after that, no damage was done, and he will go to the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll be facing Wonbin Cho, Chris Rotondo, and Carlos Linares. 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Cardinals. First pitch, swinging strike on that palm ball. He's been featuring that all evening here. 0-1. Another one grounded sharply to second base, but picked up by Jorge. Tossed over to first baseman Linares, Pino, and we have our first out of the inning. 4-3 if you're scoring. That'll bring up Rotondo, 2-for-3. Scored a run in the middle of the rally in the fourth inning. Bats from the left side. Hitting .244 currently. A couple of home runs, 15 RBIs. First pitch fouled off. Fastball came in from Abel. Quickly ready to pitch is Abel, and he throws that palm ball. Freezes Rotondo at the plate. 0-2. Quickly on Chris Rotondo. In the on-deck circle is Carlos Linares, the catcher, but that ball froze again. Call strike three on a fastball that time. They just really don't know what to expect from this guy. He has had some dominating stuff. Quickly, two outs here. Palm Beach not showing a lot of zip right now. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the eighth. That ball over the top just misses inside. Looked like a really nice curveball over the top from Abel. 1-0 count here. Another curveball. Got to be tough to read coming from so high up. Again, he's straight up and down. That ball comes right out over his head. 0-2. Ball skied to right field. Confidant settles under it, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Abel. He has been impressive so far. So we will go to the ninth, top of the ninth. One last at-bat coming after Daytona bats in the top. 5-4, Daytona maintaining the lead. Ray Schmier here on the mic for you here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're here back at the Dean as we go to the ninth. Edwin Nunez coming back out. He's been dominant so far. He's faced four batters and struck out four batters. featuring a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, 90-plus-mile-an-hour slider, 80-mile-an-hour sweeping curve. It's really dominant stuff. Nunez will be facing 9-1-2 in the lineup, Bolivar, Idesernia, and Espinosa. Wait a minute. I'm off here. He'll be facing Carlos Jorge, Sal Stewart, and Cam Collier, 2-3-4 in the Daytona lineup. Long game to do by myself here, so tough to keep track. But again, Jorge, strong batter. They fairly controlled him. 0-3 in the ball game. 0-4 in the ball game. That ball nubbed in front of the plate off his foot. Count now 1-1 on Jorge. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. This guy's got some incredible stuff. I don't think he's going to stay at this level for very long. And the pitch inside, 96 miles an hour. Jorge able to kind of move his back foot and not get hit by that pitch. First 2-1 count, first two-ball count that Nunez has had so far. That ball, again, inside, 97 mile an hour, so featuring the fastball here in the top of the ninth. Kicking around the dirt in front of the mound, perhaps not landing comfortably. Timeout called by the batter. He steps back in the box. 3-1 count here. And Jorge takes ground ball into the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. Happily bounced right out. Didn't do any damage. Count will go full. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Daytona. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for your Palm Beach Cardinals. And we've been stuck now at that for the last 3 innings. Ball taken, and there'll be a walk there. Good take there by Jorge. Looked like he wanted to go around, but he was able to hold his swing, and he'll take the walk. He'll have a leadoff base runner here for Daytona in the top of the ninth. Coming to the plate is Sal Stewart. First pitch from Nunez to Stewart, swinging, strike one, 96 miles an hour coming from Nunez. Stewart, a first-round conditional pick for Cincinnati in the 2022 draft out of Westminster Christian High School in Miami, Florida. He's a local boy. That pitch misses outside, 1-1 there from Nunez. Stewart, even count, runner on first base. Jorge, good speed. Saw him running earlier in the game. That ball grounded up the middle. Could be tailor-made. Stepping on second base after knocked down by the second baseman. Nice play there. Bolivar has shown a good glove. Came across the middle. Knocked the ball down. The ball dribbled about a foot away from second base. He was able to pick it up. Step on second and make the throw over to first to get a very important 4-3 double play. Two outs now, nobody on here in the top of the ninth for Nunez facing Cam Collier. Collier 1-for-4 on the evening, struck out in the seventh, singled and scored in the second inning. He's quickly down 0-1, foul ball over the left side. Second pitch golfed out there to right field. Settling under it is Wan Bin Cho. And that double play a big help as the inning ends here. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. Score 5-4. One last chance for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Great job there by Edwin Nunez to hold the score. We're back here at the Dean as we go to the bottom of the ninth. Javier Bolivar, Alex Idesurnia, and Lizardo Espinoso will be your batters. Kevin Abel still out there, his fifth inning of work. He has been dominant. We've talked about it with that overhand delivery straight over the head. His even count here, 1-1, swinging wildly as Bolivar, 1-2 now on that 82-mile-an-hour palm ball. Abel works quickly. Stepping out against him is Bolivar. Quick time out there, back in the box. Abel ready to pitch. And the pitch comes in. Strike three, swinging is Bolivar. 83-mile-an-hour palm ball gets him. First out of the inning here. That's the third strikeout of the game for Bolivar. Iacernia comes to the plate. Iacernia 1-for-4. Doubled in the fourth inning. He looks at ball one from Abel. Trying to do anything to get on base here, get himself in a position to perhaps score a run here, tie it up. Next pitch in from Abel, finishes outside, just missing. Quickly, two balls on Idesurnia. Swinging strike on that palm ball, 2-1. That thing is nasty. It doesn't seem like any of the Cardinal hitters figure it out. A lot of swinging strikes on that. A lot of balls taken. Just no contact being made on it. That pitch finishes outside. So 3-1 here on Idesurnia. On deck circle is Lizardo Espinoza, the shortstop. That ball finishes low. So Abel does walk a batter. So tying run is on with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Lizardo Espinoza comes to the plate. He is 1-for-4, did single in the seventh inning, but was picked off. Abel was able to pick him off. Coming to the mound for Daytona. Is the manager, Julio Murillo. Don't know if he's going to come out or what. There is action in the Daytona bullpen, and Kevin Abel is going to come out of this game. He has been just really spectacular for the four-plus innings that he's been in. 4 1/3 for him. No runs. One hit. 6 strikeouts. 1 walk. One of his best performances of the year. Had come into the game with a 6-plus ERA. Able to do that, but throw 67 pitches. That's a long way to go for Kevin Abel, and he'll be replaced. And he will be replaced, if I can find him, by Zach Maxwell, number 99 for Daytona. Daytona throwing warm-up pitches as we have a conference going on out there at the mound. Again, one of those, what the heck are they talking about out there? So big spot here for the pitcher who comes in. Runner on first base, one out. Tying run on first base. Maxwell, 6'6", 275 pounds. 22-year-old out of Georgia Tech. He was the 6th-round pick for Cincinnati in the 2022 draft, making his 12th appearance of the year. 2.84 ERA with a 1-1 record. Does have a save. He's in a save situation here. 19 innings pitched with 28 strikeouts, so using that size to dominate hitters. He's in a big spot here. He'll be facing 1-for-4, Lizardo Espinoza, the shortstop. Coming back to the plate after Maxwell finishes his warm-up pitches. Infield playing at double play depth, short and second base. Third base also, even with the bag. First pitch, 96 miles an hour from Maxwell, finishes outside and high, ball one. Outfield, for the first time, Rodriguez playing a little bit deeper in the ballpark. In center field, that ball way outside from Maxwell. He will walk a batter, for sure. He's got 11 walks in his 19 innings of work. 2-0 count here to Espinoza. That ball, 96 miles an hour, catches the outside corner. 2-1 count now on Espinoza. R.J. Yeager waiting for a chance in the on-deck circle. Way outside. Maxwell looks a little wild as he comes into the ball game. Big guy, got to get it all going at the same time. Keep control of the ball game here. That last pitch, 97, so he can certainly throw hard. Kind of short lead out there for Idesurnia at first base. And Espinoza able to work out a walk. Puts the runners at first and second with one out here. Runner in scoring position. Tying run in scoring position on a couple of walks. That'll bring R.J. Yeager to the plate. He's 1-for-4 on the ball game. Got on in the first inning on an error, came around to score. Single in the third. First pitch, 96 miles an hour inside. And Maxwell still struggling to find the ball, find the plate. Four homers, 29 ribbies for Yeager. So looking again to add to that total here. Looking to tie the game at least. Ball outside, off speed, 85 miles an hour. Quickly 2-0 count here on Yeager. If there were a crowd, they would be screaming here as we have a chance for Palm Beach to come back in this ball game. That ball outside, and Maxwell not really close on any of these pitches. 3-0 now. Pino playing behind the runner at first base. Again, short and second, staying pretty close to double play depth. That ball finishes ball called a strike. 3-1 count here on Yeager. In the on-deck circle, Leonardo Bernal. Bernal looking for a chance. Did have an RBI double in the first inning. Runners on first and second, both good leads. That ball outside, that'll load the bases on three walks here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And we've got a visit to the mound. Coming out to the mound is pitching coach Willie Blair to have a conversation with Maxwell. Got himself in deep doo-doo here. Coming to the plate, too, is Leonardo Bernal. 20-plus RBIs, 21 RBIs now. Nice, strong hitter. That's interesting. I'm looking at the scorecard. Again, no fans are here. The scoreboard says, make some noise. All eight people are screaming. Leonardo Bernal to the plate. Conversation done. Blair back to the dugout. Maxwell ready to pitch. Sets low by the waist. And the pitch. And he threw a first pitch strike 99 miles an hour. Looks like Blair said, just rear back and throw it. Foul ball off to the left side. 0-1 count now on Bernal. Bases loaded. And the pitch. Fastball just must be low. It was over the middle of the plate, but low. 97 miles an hour evens the count at 1-1. It's Idesurnia at third, Espinoza at second, and Yeager with the lead off of first base. 1-1 count here. And driven to right field. That ball's going to go over the right fielder's head. Runner scores from third, coming around from second base is Espinoza to score the winning run. And Palm Beach comes back on the ball driven by Bernal over the right fielder's head. I think there'll be a little bit of regret by manager Julio Murillo taking out a dominant Kevin Abel, brings in Maxwell, unable to find the plate, and when he did, the ball was just driven on a fastball by Bernal. Nice comeback here. Big home win here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Palm Beach. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Daytona. Big win here. Palm Beach will stay in first place. And we'll be back in just a second with a little recap. All right, we're back here at the Dean. Ray Schmierer on the mic after a big win for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Big late inning, ninth inning rally for Palm Beach. Helped out significantly by 3 walks by Palm Beach Cardinal relief pitching. And then followed by a booming 2-run double to right field for Leonardo Bernal to win the ball game. 2 RBIs for him, 3 RBIs overall in the game. Got to give him star of the game. Great performance as well by Edwin Nunez. Came in, shut the door on a short rally in the 7th inning, and then pitched 2 scoreless dominant innings to get the win. And so Palm Beach will go to tomorrow's game with a nice now 2-game lead here in the Eastern Division of the Florida State League. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's game. I certainly did. I really don't know who's going to be on the mic for tomorrow evening, but please do join us as the Cardinals continue to play great baseball here at Roger Dean Stadium. Have a good night, everybody.